The 2018 Oscar nominations are out, and one of the notable films up for an award is Una Mujer Fantástica. The film comes from Chile, and it's nominated for Best Foreign Language Film, and it's a favorite to win. The film follows a young transgender woman named Marina as she comes to terms with the death of her lover. The film has been praised for casting a transgender actress in the role of a transgender character, something that previous nominated movies with transgender characters had failed to do. So for this installment of our How I Made It segment about Latino creators and the work they make, we're going to hear from the film's lead actress, Daniela Vega, and the film's director, Sebastián Lelio. Here's Lelio.
My co-writer and me, we started playing with a question. What would happen if the person you love dies in your arms, and by some reason your arms are not the best place in the world for that person to love because you are the unwanted one to the others, you know, the rejected one? We came across with the idea of, well, what if this happens to a transgender woman? And that was like an important moment in the process.
We met in a coffee shop in Santiago. Hi, my name is Daniela Vega, and I'm actress in the movie A Fantastic Woman.
My name is Sebastián Lelio. I'm the writer and director of A Fantastic Woman. I felt this can be great. I know nothing about it. I'm ignorant. I need to stop writing and I need to meet some transgender woman and then, you know, explore if I really want to make the film. So that's how I met Danny.
I love him and at the first time, like, oh, I want to be your friend. And then we keep talking, maybe 1 year and a half or 1 year. Just about feelings, just about poetry and music and movies, books, love, death. And then one day he sent me a script to my home. And when I read it, I thought, this guy's completely crazy. In the script, the situations are very intense and poetical. So for me, this is impossible to do for me. I go to the freezer, take some beers. I have my purse and I go to the party for 3 days. And then I call him, ask him, are you getting me? This is true or not? And he said, yes, it's absolutely true. And I'm completely sure that you can do that. Okay. And I said, yes. We start to work in the movie. When I read the script, the character sing pop.
And I went to a couple of rehearsals and it wasn't working, so I was worried. And 2 weeks before starting shooting, Danny came to the office.
And I go to his office.
Dramatically, slam the door and...
And sing for him.
This Baroque piece, a cappella.
Like, listen to me.
And I was like, okay. And I need to change the script. I love sound. I really love sound. And the sound design of the film is quite complex. It has a lot of work. We recreated almost every breathing moment from the character. I mean, I kindly asked Daniela to breathe the entire film again. So it's a journey from someone breathing in anxiety to someone singing in gratefulness. One of the lowest points in the character's journey She's lost, and she goes back to a dance club that we understand that it's kind of hardcore, the place, and she makes up with a stranger, and then she's walking alone, kind of drunk, and as she has been doing it, she sees again the ghost of his lost love that is looking at her without any judgment. And after that, she's like trying to get rid of that image, goes to the center of the dance floor and starts going deeper into the music, and suddenly, boom, everything changes. And she's wearing this like feather-like costumes, and there is a choreography around her, and everyone is dancing in sync. And Marina ends up flying like 12 to 15 meters towards the camera, and she ends up like with her face looking straight into the lens. The film's own identity is oscillating. The film can be a thriller, the film can be a romantic film, the film is free enough to become a musical. The intention to make a transgenre film about a transgender character.
Una Mujer Fantástica is nominated this year for the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film. Sebastián Lelio is the director, and Daniela Vega is the lead actress.